Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, we all know it's Australia Day today, and there'll be a lot of people out there celebrating, a lot of flag waving, but some people believe it is not a day of celebration, and this is perhaps a conversation we need to have as a way of addressing some of the injustices of the past. I'm joined on the line by Amanda Kelly. She is the CEO of Goulburn Northeast, and she is back at work today because that is certainly a stance her organisation has taken. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Terry.
So, not on holidays anymore, back at work today on this yes. public holiday, Australia Day. Now, your organisation, Women's Health Goulburn Northeast, has taken quite a forward stance on this issue, putting out Facebook posts about how this is a day of unlawful invasion and colonisation, which should not be celebrated. Can you tell me a bit more about how you came to have that, make that public comment?
Yeah, of course, Terry. Look, last year our team had a discussion about whether our observance of this public holiday was really in alignment with our values and our commitment to being better allies to First Nations people. And, there's been so much public debate about this particular day since it was first announced. Indigenous people have spoken loudly about how traumatic this day is for them. You know, it's the anniversary of the raising of the Union Jack in Sydney Cove in 1788, and it's the beginning of an unlawful invasion and colonisation of their lands and waterways. And so, as a team, we decided, we'd heard what our Indigenous brothers and sisters have said, and they've said it's a day of mourning and protest, so we don't see it's a day to celebrate.
So you'll all be at work today as a normal day, but will you be doing, is there anything an organisation like yours can do further than that? I mean, you're obviously putting the word out. You've also tried to shine a bit of a light on the Wurrumbalara is doing today. They're having, they have had a morning dawn service. And in fact, I think there was a big online dawn service, morning dawn service from Melbourne this morning.
Most of our team were at the online dawn service this morning, and there are a couple of other things during the day that are happening that we'll be participating in as well. And I think you said that this is my first day back from holiday, so I haven't got myself up to speed with all of the things that are happening. But we've been to the dawn service, and we are promoting those things that are happening. I guess the other thing as an organisation is, there's things that you can do that are really big. That, there are a lot of really big things we need to do to think about our First Nations people and the way that we can move forward with them. And there are small things. And for us, one of the small things is not celebrating today. And on an ongoing basis, we see this as, something that we can continue each year to become more and more close with our Indigenous brothers and sisters, and how we can continue to work more closely with them as well.
So do you think that if more and more organisations and people do this, then, the government will be forced to move you're obviously not opposed to the concept of an Australia Day celebrating our nation. It's the date that is the issue?
Yeah, look, it's we absolutely should be able to celebrate Australia. There are some amazing things that as a country we do, but we want to think this, as you say, this day isn't a day to celebrate. And we just feel that we need to be including everybody, and we can't celebrate until we're including everybody. And First Nations people have said this isn't a day that they can celebrate. So we shouldn't be doing it.
You're on 1FM Live and Local. I'm speaking with Amanda Kelly. She's the CEO of Women's Health Goulburn North East. Is it tricky for an organisation, which I guess is, you know, certainly partly government funded, to come out and say these things? I mean, do you ever get any blowback?
Look, we certainly work. Obviously, we work really closely with the government, the state government that funds us. But you know, our state government is working towards reconciliation as well with our First Nations Assembly, and so really, you know, we're doing the same thing. We're standing up in different ways as well and saying this needs to change. So, to this point, we haven't had any blowback. We're going to keep doing it.
Before I let you go and get on with the day, the working day, Amanda, fill us in on what Women's Health Goulburn North East does on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. So we work in the primary prevention space, which is basically looking to see, we work with stakeholders, organisations and community across Goulburn and the North East to embed gender equality in the way that we work. So we're looking to change culture and practice so that we basically have a gender equal community.
Well, that's just, you probably could have that fixed by 5 o'clock today.
I reckon we can solve quite a bit today. So
I mean, I guess a lot of that is advocacy, isn't it?
There's advocacy. We also work with, we do consultations, we do training, and we also do health promotion, which is getting information out into the community as well about how they can do this.
So Goulburn North East is a large area. Are there any specific initiatives relating to the Greater Shepparton and beyond area?
So we've been working quite closely with the Greater Shepparton City Council. As you might be aware, we have the Gender Equality Act of 2020 that came in the year before, and so there's a number of different obligations that organisations like the council have. So we've been working with them specifically. We also have some online training that is available in the area as well.
Okay, Amanda. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks very much for talking to us today.
That's a real pleasure, Terry. Thank you for inviting me on.
Yeah, stay in touch. You obviously are doing some interesting things in our area, so I'm sure we will talk again.
Love to. Thank you.
It's time to wake up to sleep at the Footy Winks Stock Take Sale and save up to 50% off store-wide. Save up to half price on leading brand mattresses, including Serta, King Cole Chiropractic, Sealy Posturepedic and Tempur, as well as bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more. Don't miss the chance to get up to 50% off store-wide. But hurry, the Footy Winks Stock Take Sale is on for a limited time only.
Sponsors Footy Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
The Victorian Government is making our mental health system better for all. We're searching for nurses and psychiatrists, plus allied health and lived experienced workers across the state to deliver new programs and services. Construction is already underway to build the state-of-the-art facilities you'll use to connect with more people in need. Better mental health for Victoria means better opportunities for you. Apply now or find out more at health.vic.gov.au/mental-health-workforce. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from neck or shoulder pain? Are you experiencing regular headaches or migraines? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Let's work together to get you living pain-free. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people will only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.